Head coach Bob Mosco downstairs. Hey, what a win that was, Bob. I mean, that is absolutely huge to beat this Michigan team like that.
Well, what's the one thing we did tonight that we have failed to do about 15 times this year?
Well,
score the next goal.
Yeah, no, exactly, right?
We've been in that position so many times, and we're playing, we got to get we score the power play goal, and then we get the next goal.
Yeah.
And so often we don't let a team back in the game, or we can't extend it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And we're 70% on draws in the second period.
Yes.
That's when we started to turn the tide, where we really had a strong second period. And Michigan's a heck of a team. And that was a good heavyweight fight tonight.
Well, you know, Bob, there's going to be ebbs and flows in the game. And, you know, the first period, they wanted it right away. And then second period, you guys took over. But that being said, you know, they came back with a push there late. But I tell you, your defensemen and your whole defensive structure tonight, I thought was terrific. And, you know, I think there was some frustration and a lot of blocked shots by you guys, and really defended well when you needed to.
Well, Pat, the truth is, Pat, we've been that way a lot, but
yeah.
You're chasing a game.
Right, right.
I mean, the game changes so much when you have a lead.
Yeah.
And like we keep preaching, it's not like we're trying to get the fourth goal to the fifth goal. We're trying to get from two to three.
Yeah.
And when we do, you can play – you know, you play with more confidence. You're on your toes. And it was just a hard-fought win for us tonight, and we needed it. We needed it desperately, and I'm really proud of our group tonight.
Well, and it looked like a lot of man-on-man coverage in the defensive zone, and I thought that worked pretty good.
Well, they force you to do that because they're so active with their defensemen.
Yeah.
They throw their D down, their D are below the goal line, their D are at the net, and sometimes you just get yourself in a man-on-man situation. And for the most part, like a lot of their shots, unfortunately, came off us losing draws in the third period where they're just throwing them in there. But I give our guys a lot of little things went well for us tonight. But, you know, obviously getting the power play goal and the goal right after was just huge for us.
Yeah, let's talk about that power play goal by LJ Mooney. What a great play by Brody Lamb. Instead of carrying the puck, he spotted Zimmer on the far blue line, got it up to him right away. Yeah. Luke Middlestead joins the rush. I'm thinking he's going to go and try to deke, and there's Mooney coming down the left side. What? I mean, you couldn't have scripted that goal any better.
Well, the one thing that has been high level for us that Gopher Hockey is used to is our power play and the chemistry that those guys have to make high-level plays.
Yeah.
And once again, that, you know, we missed that with Mooney being gone last series. But, look, he's back out there tonight, critical. Just critical for us.
Yeah. Well, great win, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, thanks.